And let's see, sitting on top of your neck is your
head.
Okay. And let's see, a person might get a sore
thumb.
Well, if let's see, in his neck.
Sore throat.
Yeah.
Tonsillitis.
Okay. Would you say what your mother just said? A sore.
Sore throat.
Okay. And let's see, what are these?
Shoulders.
And let's see, the head sits on the
body.
Okay. On what specific part of the body? What's between the body and the head?
Neck.
Okay. And let's see, a person points with his
hand or finger.
Okay. And what's the plural of finger?
Fingers.
Okay. And a person has four fingers and one
thumb.
Okay. And to pick up something, you might use your whole
hand.
Okay. And the plural of hand?
Hands.
Okay. And what's the center part of your hand on the inside?
Palm.
And the place where the hand joins the arm?
Wrist.
Okay. And the place where the arm bends?
Elbow.
Okay. And this part, the
chest.
Okay. And let's see, this is my whole
arm.
Okay. And this is my whole
leg.
Okay. And let's see, if a person eats green apples, he might get a pain
in his stomach.
Okay. And let's see, the place where the leg bends is the
knee.
And the upper part of the leg?
Hip.
Well, up here.
Thigh.
Oh, thigh.
And the lower part of the leg? In the back.
Well,
your leg, right?
Calf.
Okay.
Calf.
And how about the front part?
Shin.
Okay. And what about, let's see, you put your shoes on your
feet.
Okay. And you have 2 feet or 1 foot. And the foot joins the leg at the
ankle.
Okay. Now, let's see, what's another way of saying 4:45 time? You can say it's 45 minutes after 4, or you could say, in fact, it's that time now. What would you
15
say?
15 to 5.
Okay. Quite a coincidence, isn't it?
Yes.
That came just then. Let's see now. What do you call a support that a carpenter uses for sawing boards? It has let's see, four legs and two pairs of legs.
Horse.
Okay. And what do you call a support that a piece of firewood is put into for sawing? It has two.
Bass.
Well, no, I don't think so. It has two X's, sort of.
Oh, yeah, I know. We had one. What, I don't know what you call that, Mom.
What?
That you put these logs in when you saw wood. I can't.
Okay, well, we'll come back, come back to it.
I can't think.
What do you call
sawhorse, I believe.
A sawhorse? Okay.
I don't know where that's hidden.
What do you call a thing that a baby, that you put an infant in to push it around?
Buggy.
Okay.
Carriage. See. Baby carriage.
Buggy in a carriage. Okay. If you had a baby in a buggy, you might say you were going to what the baby?
Push.
Okay. What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around it? You might say he went...
A shortcut.
Okay. Would you ever use kitty-cornered or catty-cornered to mean that? To go from one corner to the other?
Yes, I think they do that when they used a quilt a lot. That's catty-cornered if it wasn't, you know, a perfect rectangle. They got out of line.
Well, now, would that be... could you use that in that situation of going...
Like you went catty-cornered across the field?
Uh-huh. Or would it be used there?
I don't believe we've ever used it like
okay.
that.
Okay. Well, now, what about two houses? Would you ever say that they stand catty-cornered across from each other?
Adjacent. Or close to.
Yeah.
We say close
well,
to.
Well, would you use catty-cornered in that situation ever?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, when would you use catty-cornered?